All right, welcome back to the podcast. We have another guest this week, and I'm really excited to have her on, Mallory Engmeyer.
Yep.
There we go. I got the last name right. Mallory's been with us right around 8 years. She moved in from Chicago, correct?
Right.
And she's been what I love to have on is like model members for these interviews, because she's came in here, you know, she's done a combination of our CrossFit, our Power Hour, and something that me and Dave were like joking about, like we came out real hot and we've got like 5% worse every year. She's gotten about 5% better all 8 years she's been here. You know, I'm going to ask her a few questions about just her story, but she's done some really cool things from like an athletic perspective in the last couple of years that I think really need just highlighted. So Mallory, can you just give us like, you know, maybe a quick synopsis? I don't know what you did like growing up as far as like sports and just activity wise. Can you just kind of give us a little background on yourself?
Yeah, I feel like I kind of tried every sport and realized I wasn't super coordinated. So I ended up swimming because it's one of those things where just putting the work in, you can overcome any lack of natural talent. So
let's try the coordination in water. I can't do it on land.
It's like, I think that's harder.
Yeah.
Yeah. Me too. So yeah. I got to be a pretty serious swimmer in high school. I was swimming like 90 minutes every morning and 2 hours every night. Wow. And I was the captain of my swim team. And
that's
then
a lot of discipline.
Yeah. It taught me like, kind of how to work hard and get better over time just by putting in the work. But when that was done and I went to college, I didn't really know what to do with myself. So I thought like, let's try running, because I think it's the same kind of thing where you just put in the work and get better over time. So I ran my first marathon like junior year of college, I think. And I wasn't fast. It took me, I think, over 4.5 hours. But I did that, I don't know, for a few years, probably 4 or 5 marathons. And then I needed a foot surgery. So that kind of took me out of marathons for a long time.
What was the issue with your foot?
It sounds weird, but arthritis. So when I was 10, I had a tumor in my foot. It was benign, but apparently the trauma of the prior surgery caused acute arthritis. So they actually surgically fused my second and third metatarsal in my foot. So that's like the toe equivalent, where they connect in your foot to like your finger connecting into your hand. Arthritis pain is totally gone.
Okay.
I still have some mobility issues from it,
which is about that.
If you've ever seen me squat, that's why they look so bad.
Like overhead squats, probably especially.
Oh, I especially can't do that.
Yeah.
My ankle mobility is terrible, but you know, I was in so much pain that I would have taken any kind of sacrifice to just be done with that.
That's young to have arthritis too.
Yeah. I think I was 25.
Wow. Well, it didn't affect your running too much because you're back.
I mean, it took a while to get back into it, but I actually, like, by the time I got back into it, I had met my husband, Dave, who's a really good runner, and I started running again with him. And I think I actually got better after the surgery because he kind of taught me how to run fast, which I had never done before. So I did a little bit of like maybe half marathons after that. And after I had my daughter, Olivia, who's 9 now, I joined a CrossFit gym in Chicago. Actually, I was inspired by my mother-in-law, who had taken up CrossFit at, I don't know, 50 something. And I had never thought it was something I could do, but really, if she could do it, I can do it. So Dave and I both signed up. You know, I did it for about a year in Chicago before we moved here. When I got here, I couldn't do a pull-up. I think my bench press was like 95 pounds. But I enjoyed it and I kept coming back and I got better and better. I got with the Body Biz, got my nutrition on track.
Jolie worked with you, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
And all of a sudden, like I had dropped some weight, I had built some muscle and I could do a pull-up, and that was pretty awesome. So I kind of kept coming back for more. A couple years ago, I ran another marathon. Wasn't too happy about it. My husband got drunk and signed us both up. So I was committed, even though I didn't want to be. And I had to cut back on CrossFit because you just, there wasn't enough time to
do
both.
And
it was beating up my body. And I didn't like how I was losing muscle in my arms. So that's when I started adding Power Hour. And I just totally fell in love. I only go on upper body days, but usually twice a week. And my bench press went from like 95 pounds to 155 pounds and still climbing, I hope.
Wow.
So
that's huge.
I love it.
Yeah. 155 pounds before. I'm trying to think. I remember in college they had a bench press competition at OU, and there was a lot of people who like signed up for it and, you know, was in the weight room. And then a girl from our boxing team won, and it was a really big deal because she did 135. So, and that was the first time I'd ever seen a girl bench press 135. So it just puts into perspective, like 155 is for a female. Right. That's a huge.
And you're
bench.
Not like a real huge person
no.
either. So
no,
that's like well above your body weight. That's pretty amazing.
That's awesome. And so that obviously correlated into, this past year. Was this your first pumping run that you've done?
Yeah. I waited till I was 40 because when you're 40,
yes, I was waiting.
The weight comes down.
Yes. I was so happy to do it that year. I was like, yes.
So when you're under 40, women have to do 70% of body weight. But once you hit 40, it's 60%. So I did my first pump and run this year, and I kind of tested the bench press ahead of time, and I got somewhere around 20. And I was like, well, I think I can get to all 30 bench press reps much easier than I can drop 5 minutes off my 5K. So
Yeah.
I went all in on that, and I got all 30 reps.
Oh, awesome.
Which is huge because, I mean, I saw like your placement in the overall race with how many people you did great. Like that was awesome. We had another guy do it from the gym, Oren, who,
he's so fast.
Yeah. He was super fast. And then he had done it before. And then with Power Hour, he gained 15 pounds of body weight. So he's like a cross country runner. And then added reps to his bench, which is pretty cool. So he got heavier and added weight. And then I think he, you know, ran like an 18-something 5K. I mean, he was cooking.
Well, especially for women to get all 30 reps. It's much more common for men to get all 30 reps in that competition than women to get all 30 reps. So if you can get all 30 reps and like run relatively fast, I mean, you're
I liked it. And I think – I do have a half marathon tomorrow, but after that, I'm planning to kind of take some time off from distance running and work on getting a really fast 5K or 10K.
Yeah.
I'll do it again next year and run faster.
Is that here in town, the half? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Where's the course at?
It's downtown.
Okay.
I don't know. It starts.
I've done
Main
it
Street,
like a long, long time ago. And I really enjoyed like, I went back to the Columbus cause that was like, I love that course.
Yeah. It's a good course. I think it was voted the number 2 half marathon in the country by USA Today.
I've done the Cap City twice.
Yeah, it's a good race.
I did it 18 and then I did 22.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, that's really cool. So what would your goal be for the 5K? What would be your goal to break?
So I think my PR was actually during Summer Shred a few years ago.
Yeah.
And it was like low 23 minutes. So I would like to break 23 minutes.
I think you cracked, you were under 23.
I know. That's why I was just thinking like last year, I feel like you were.
You were just under, because I can remember it vividly because we signed up for a race and then, you and I, do you remember? We were like sprinting at the end. We're like,
racing you.
Yeah. We ran in together like the last 200 meters, like going all out. Like it was fun.
Yeah.
We had like a group of like 2 or 3 of us.
Yeah. I think Dave won.
He won the 5K.
And then
that was his first win. I think he said
Maria and I took second and third for the women. So we really dominated the podium.
Yeah. That was cool.
Yeah.
So cause I remember I was in the 22s and you were like right there with me. So
I may have been just under 23.
Yeah.
So getting like below 23 again, maybe 22, 22 and a half would be a good goal.
Yep. We were just talking about that because I was like, how long ago was it that I was fast? Because somehow I've gotten slow.
And I don't believe it.
No, I mean, like I just ran. I barely got right under 25. And I'd like to pretend like I wasn't trying that hard. My heart rate hit like 180. I'm like, I'm not real heavy right now. I don't know. It's just not there. But I think, you know, I just have to put in that like sprint work, which I just.
You just don't run that hard. Much. You're not running.
Well, and I don't run fast very much, more than anything. I run slow often.
Yeah. And that's almost relaxing for I know. Me, but running fast is really hard.
Yeah. And I tend to now pull like a hamstring every time I try to like run fast.
The 5K distance, I think, is really a good one. It's super applicable to certainly like what we do in CrossFit. We have a lot of workouts that are, you know, in that 20-ish minute range where you're going really fast, really hard. And I think it kind of meets that endurance and athleticism kind of meet together right at that 5K distance where once you start stretching out, not that there's, I mean, it's really good to be able to go long and that marathon, half marathon, but you start to sacrifice strength, explosiveness and some other things just because of the time, effort, and energy that it takes to train for those types of things. And even the body that you need to have to be successful, I feel like at that marathon distance, when you shorten the distance, you can be a bit more of a jack of all trades.
Yeah.
So
it was always hard for me to stay light, even just doing, I've done just a lot of halves. And I remember like when I start training for it, whoever I was working with at the time, if I talked to them about it, they're like, oh, you're going to drop so much weight. I'm like, no, that hunger outweighs whatever run. Totally. I'll get home and like house a box of cereal and be like, where did that even go? Yeah, it's tough. Well, something I always like to ask people that have been in great shape for a long period of time, and you have 2 daughters, right?
Right.
And you have a big girl professional job. And you've been a professional for working full time this entire time. How do you manage it all? Like, how do you balance it? You know, what conversations do you have in your household about like fitness and health and, you know, how do you guys work on that?
Yeah. I think I'm fortunate in that, you know, my husband and I both really value health and fitness. So when we have to make some sacrifices so the other person can get a workout in, he's totally supportive of that. I also, you know, yes, I've been in consulting for most of my professional career, but it's been very flexible and I'm fortunate. Even my boss, like she does CrossFit in Minneapolis. And when I duck out for a noon WOD, she's totally fine with it.
Yeah.
So
she's ducking out too.
No, she totally does it too. So, you know, I have people in my life that understand it and support it, and that makes a really big difference. But I'm an obsessive planner. On Sunday night, Dave and I sit down with our calendar and we say, like, okay, I'm going to work out on the morning on this day, and you're going to take the kids to school. And on this day, you know, I'm going to work out at noon. So we kind of plan out our whole week, and every now and then something comes up and it doesn't work out. But, you know, we just have to put the work in ahead of time to make sure that there's time for it.
Yeah. And I especially like people. Yeah. I like people to hear this because I mean, especially I hope my clients listen to this. Cause I'm always like, you have to plan better and you have to put in more time and effort, especially as you get older, your kids get into more activities. You just got to put in more work. And that's why you don't see a lot of like, you know, mid 40s with children in great shape. Cause there's so much going on. They just get overwhelmed and they're like, hey, oh, all right. We just got back from like spring break. We don't have any meals. Like, what do we do? Like, what, you know, we have stuff in our freezer when we come back where we can just like defrost it or whatever, but just like how much time and effort and how each family kind of does it.
And I envy the people that have a time of day where they always go to that class and it's always the same people. My life is not like that. Yeah. Like sometimes it's 6:30 in the morning. Sometimes it's noon, maybe every now and then I pop in at like 9:30. Evenings are rare for me, but every now and then I do it. So I'm always working out with different coaches and different people.
Yeah.
But it works.
Yeah. And that just depends on like your meetings at work when you have to. Okay.
Depends on my meeting schedule, the kids' activity schedule, Dave's meeting schedule. We both work with companies that are based on Pacific time. So sometimes we have like work in the evening.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's great for people to hear because they get very stuck in, well, I work out maybe at a certain time. And if a wrinkle gets thrown into that or their week or job shifts, well, now that I'm not doing that or I can't do that day, it's just kind of out the window. So you have to be adaptable and be able to, you know, get maybe slightly out of your comfort zone and go to a different time. Like your body's going to feel a little different at, you know, 5:30 p.m. than it does at 6:30 a.m. or, you know, it just does. But if you can do that over time, you're going to be a lot fitter because you're going to get 20 workouts in a month instead of 12.
Totally.
You know, I really see that a lot where it's like, get them in where you can. And setting up your week that way, it might even sound like a little neurotic to some people, but that's why you're able to, again, keep that climb, keep getting fitter, keep compounding these skills and getting better because you're consistent and month over month, you look at your Wattify, workouts and you're getting a ton of them in. And then you're getting runs in outside of the gym. So that makes a huge difference. I actually just popped up your profile to check, right before we did this, just to check your total number of workouts. It's right around like 1500.
Wow.
Yeah. But that's just logged in. We've gotten more hardcore on, we want people to sign in and like not classes get full and things like that post pandemic. So it's probably more, you know?
I mean, there was a point when I was doing like 5 or 6 CrossFit classes every week. And now I'm a little bit more, I would say, balanced. Like that just doesn't work for me at this age. My body can't handle that. So I'm doing like a couple CrossFit classes, a couple power hour classes, and maybe I run at home a couple days a week.
Okay. Yep. So you do like 5 or 6 workouts. Okay. Usually. Do you do yoga or anything like that?
No, I should. I've tried meditation. I've tried yoga.
Yeah. Yeah. It's tough if you're used to like going all the time, but I think if you can really get into it, I think it's good for like your body and just neurologically and just kind of calm down because you're probably just like running full speed ahead every day. So have you had many injuries over the last 8 years? I haven't really seen you injured, which is pretty cool. As you work out.
I had one injury. I hurt a calf muscle. I did it running, but Mandy was like, it's totally because of the way that you power clean and like land on your tiptoe on your bad foot. So I was out of commission, like no jumping or running for a few months while I rehabbed that, but you know, I could still do other things and it wasn't too terrible.
Yeah. Well, it's probably hard for you, though, because you're so used to running.
Yeah.
But, just listening to her and not doing it, not continuing to push through it. Yeah, that's great. Now, what do you guys do in terms of, like, meal prep? Do you guys meal prep every week or?
Oh, yeah. We eat probably most meals at home every week. We go out usually once, maybe twice if it's a special occasion or something. So, again, I'm a big planner. I will menu plan for the whole week.
Kind of feeling you're a menu planner. Yeah, that's cool.
I try to do prep a lot of it on Sunday, even if I'm not making the whole meal on Sunday. I'll like chop the veggies for something that's going to be made on Tuesday. And I always make enough that it feeds both of us for dinner and both of us for lunch the next day.
Yeah. Yeah. Smart. Yeah. She's got it all figured out.
Yeah. It's actually getting harder now that my kids are a little older and they'll actually eat what I eat. I'm like, oh, I made now 4 portions, but now they want to eat it.
Can I have seconds? No. In fact, you cannot. That is my lunch.
That's the key. I mean, the meal prepping and kind of building your life around that food is people will ask me. So, you know, I have friends and family and, you know, they'll ask me maybe fitness tip at like a family gathering, like, hey, what's something? Usually they ask me, what can I take? So they want a supplement. And
this
I'm like,
pill is magic.
Like, it's Ozempic. I just don't have, they're just like, I just don't have that much energy or whatever. I'm like, you're not going to want to probably hear this, but the best fitness advice that I can ever give anyone is, meal prep your food and if anything, at least just bring your lunch to work every day and, think about what you're going to eat, meal prep everything, eat breakfast at home, bring your food into to work, and then eat dinner at home. And if you can do all of that, that's going to take care of, you know, 80% of at least the weight fluctuation and things like that. And they're just like,
That's not fun.
I wanted like a secret workout move or a pill or something.
Brandon's brother lived with us for a couple months and he got in great shape, but he lived with us for a little bit, a short period of time, then he was coming back. And he's like, I really appreciate it, but your life is kind of like my hell. Like waking up at 6 and then he'd go work out and then we'd have dinner at 5 and it was
early
like,
dinners. Yeah.
He's like, I understand why you do it. And we were like so excited. We thought he was excited. And he's like, no. Like
it. Yeah, it's not glamorous.
Meditate in the middle of the day. Yeah, no, it's not. I mean, it's like if you can lead this somewhat boring life and really find like enjoyment in it and feeling good. And then, you know, do you guys have like a date night every week? Is that how you try to balance it? Or?
Yes. Okay. I try to.
Yeah. Cause you've got to try to balance it in some other way or, you know, go out with your friends or yeah. something, have a vacation. Do you guys try to get out of town every so often too? Or
yeah, we try to take a couple of vacations every year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Usually with the kids, but we are finally taking an adult vacation this summer. So
oh, nice. Where are you going?
Mexico.
Nice. Nice. Really cool. Are you going to like a resort there?
Yeah. Kind of a 40th birthday celebration with a few other couples.
Oh, that'll be fun.
Yeah. That's
that'll be
great.
Really fun. Yeah. We enjoy doing like we do our vacations with the kids, but, those ones, like when you finally get out without it's fun. It's different. It's like, you go back in time a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, just for
no
that week. Yeah, yeah. It just feels like that just
need
for
to know
a
my
minute.
Name.
Yeah, yeah.
And not lose my credit card. But even if I do, they'll replace it right away on Apple Wallet. I figured that out. They have it like replaced the next, I mean, before you even get it in the mail. It's
when
great.
Was that 20 years ago?
I know. Exactly. I know. Wait,
when we
weeks.
Really needed it. And our license. That would be great to have in your Apple Wallet too.
Yeah.
Oh, a new driver's license.
Yeah,
just, right
yeah, just
there.
A new one. Right
not,
away.
Not a two-week wait. I used to lose, 20 years ago, I used to lose.
These are all going to be brain implants at some point. We're not going to need a wallet.
Like, yeah, exactly.
Cell phones a lot. When I was really young, like those, you know, flip phones, and there was this refurbished, like, dealer that I would go to, and it'd be funny because like, I'd, like, be coming back, and they'd see me walking in, like, from the parking lot, like, what's so the cheapest
you had
phone
that
you
guy and then you had your friend at the bank that would help you when you over withdrew, right?
Yeah. So one of my brother's roommates worked for Fifth Third down in Cincinnati in the call center when we were in college. And I'd overdraft probably every like 6 to 8 weeks. And then I just directly call him. I'm like, hey man, we got to get these fees off. And it was like probably the eighth time. And he's like, Brandon, this is the last time. Like they're kind of onto it. They start asking questions like why I took the last like three off of your thing. I'll do it this last time. And I actually ended up when I got my first training job to pay him back. I think I trained him for free for 6 months because he took all my overdraft fees off. I trained him for free like 3 times a week for 6 months like to get him back. But yeah, being young and dumb like that. That'll be fun. You get back to that for a week. Mm-hmm. No, this has been really cool. I think it's cool to like hear what someone else does. And it kind of like confirms like it's the basics, but it's being consistent with the basics over time. And what's cool to hear is like, you know, you've found a way to make this facility really work for you with the 2 power hours, you know, 2 or 3 CrossFits a week, you know, a run or two, and then that probably shifts here and there depending on your goals yeah. and what you're looking for.
I also like people to hear that. I mean, you're a great runner. What's your goal for the half tomorrow?
I want to run an 8:15 average mile.
So what would that come out like 140?
148 or something?
Okay,
147?
That's solid.
That's
yeah.
I mean, that's moving, and you only run twice a week. People think they have to run like 4 or 5 times a week.
I did the marathon only running twice a week and I PR'd.
Wow. What was your marathon time? I'm not
like
as good 4 hours with those,
and just 10 minutes. So okay. Like 9.5 minute pace.
Okay. That's amazing. Yeah.
It didn't feel good. Yeah, well, I'm sure it would.
I don't know that it feels great for anyone at the end, you know. But I think people think they have to have so much volume with miles and running, and especially as you get older, those miles just get so slow, and then your body almost becomes deconditioned in these other ways, with like power and the strength.
Like CrossFit is way more transferable to running than I ever thought it would be. Like getting those CrossFit workouts into. I think it kept me in the level of fitness I needed.
Yeah. Yeah.
I would say, and tell me if you agree with this. When I watch running, especially long distance running, like the marathon runs by our house every year, and we're deep into it. We're around like mile 20.
When people start to break down, no one looks pretty. That's usually. A great spot to be. Yeah.
But what I see where CrossFit gets your back so damn strong that when you're running that distance, you can maintain your posture longer. Whereas like when you start getting into those like deep miles where you see everyone where you know it really hurts is they're slumped over. Yeah. And they're kind of like they got a little shuffle going where if anything, it just allows you to have like
your core,
postural endurance, your core strength, and just being able to stay in a decent position for longer than you otherwise wouldn't be able to if you're not, you know, pulling deadlifts and squatting and doing all those things.
So true.
Yeah. That's what I've just noticed when I like see it. I don't have the experience of the long distance. I do a ton of 5Ks and things like that. But when I look at that long distance, I'm like, this is where I feel like I see it really kind of benefiting. So I need to stretch out and do one of those halves here in the next year or two.
Don't look at me. I'm done. I might be done.
Are you retired from those?
Maybe
I need to
maybe
just
not.
Experience we'll it.
You get me drunk one night and we sign up for it.
Just sign her up. She'll forgive you eventually.
Like,
I'll do another one.
Yeah, I need to do one.
I'll come with a sign.
The Nationwide's in October, then the Cap City is always in April.
So okay.
Yeah.
You can either do
one or the other.
Yeah. I'll come out with a sign.
I recommend Cap City because you train when it's not really hot out in the summer.
Yeah, it depends on, because one's in October, which is both the race days are nice. April and October are nice race days, but do you want to train in the winter or do you want to train in the summer?
But I like to train in the fall, like, you know, when everyone's outside tailgating, it's kind of fun. I would run on Olentangy Trail, so I don't know. Yeah. I go with the fall.
Yeah, the Cap City, if you're trying to, like, get in shape, but, like, it's late winter, early spring. Yeah. It'd be cold. I don't mind running
my
the cold.
My body's always like, don't try to push me right now. Give me a couple more months.
I kind of need that motivation to get outside in the winter.
Yeah, yeah. And the pump and run's good for that, too, because you want to get light. Because you don't want to bench press a lot. And I don't ever want, like at that time, I'm like, just give me another couple months and then I'll get it together. But, you know, if you're going to have to bench press 5 more pounds, you're like, all right, knock this off.
Yeah. As it got closer, I was like, why didn't I just try to lose 10 pounds? That may have been easier.
Yeah. That was always my game. And then I had the outfit dialed down where I take the tongues out of my shoes. My outfit, I got it to like 0.6 pounds, like sports bra, like little shorts. That's the only way.
Yeah, I think I'll do that again. It was good.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a good event.
Well, Mallory, I appreciate you coming out. I think that's a good place to kind of stick a fork in it. Thanks so much.
Me.
Yeah, you've been awesome on this. And then keep up the good work. Like, again, you're what I want people to get out of this place. Like, you come in, like, on Saturdays, you bring your kids, you know, and, like, you and your husband, like you've really figured out a good rhythm, and it's like the way you guys have grown with the facility is really like it's executing on the vision that you know Kate and I have, like putting this place together, and it just brings a smile to my face to see you guys like crushing it here. So keep up the good work.
Thanks. Yep.